This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu will preside over a two-day conference of governors at Rashtrapati Bhavan commencing from today. This is the first conference of governors to be presided over by the president. Governors of all states will attend the conference. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and several union ministers including Amit Shah, Dharmendra Pradhan, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Ashwini Vaishnav and Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya will also attend the conference. The Vice Chairman and CEO of Niti Aayog and other senior officials from the PMO and Cabinet Secretariat in the Home Affairs Ministry will also participate. Our correspondent reports that the agenda of the conference includes the implementation of three criminal laws, reforms in higher education and accreditation of universities, and the development of focus areas. Several other important issues, including the role of governors in campaigns and better coordination between various central agencies in the state, will also be discussed. The CBI has filed its first charge sheet against 13 accused in NEET UG entrance examination paper leak case in Bihar. The agency said it has filed cases against mastermind of the paper leak scam Manish Prakash, Sikandar Yadavindu and 11 others under sections 120B, 201, 409, 380, 411, 420 and 109 of the IPC. In the NEET UG paper leak case, the Economic Offence Unit of Bihar Police had busted an organised interstate gang. Initially, the case was registered at Shastinagar Police Station in Patna in May this year, but was later transferred to the CBI on 23rd June. CBI has utilised advanced forensic techniques, artificial intelligence, CCTV footages, tower location analysis and other tools to gather evidence against the accused. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met the Speaker of the House of Representatives of Japan, Nukaga Fukushiro, and his delegation of Japanese Parliament and business leaders. During the meeting, the Prime Minister highlighted the conducive business environment and reforms undertaken in India for more investment and technology from Japan. He assured the government's full support to the visiting delegation for these endeavours. The meeting underscored the robust India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership, highlighting key areas of collaboration and mutual interest with focus on people-to-people cooperation. India and Vietnam have signed 9 agreements to deepen comprehensive strategic partnership and enhance cooperation in the fields of customs, agriculture, legal, radio and television broadcast, culture and tourism. This was stated by Secretary East of Ministry of External Affairs Jaideep Mazumdar in New Delhi. Briefing media on the state visit of Prime Minister of Vietnam Pham Minh Chinh to India, he said Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with his Vietnamese counterpart Pham Minh Chinh in New Delhi. He said both the leaders agreed to further deepen India-Vietnam relationship by increasing economic, strategic and cultural ties. He said Vietnam is a rapidly growing economy and India-Vietnam bilateral trade has reached $15 billion. BJP National President J.P. Nadda met Prime Minister of Vietnam Pham Minh Chinh in New Delhi yesterday as part of the No BJP initiative. Mr. Nadda offered condolences on the passing away of General Secretary of Communist Party of Vietnam Nguyen Phu Trong. Both the leaders reflected on the remarkable growth in bilateral ties between India and Vietnam over the past decade. In Kerala, the death toll in the massive landslide that devastated Wayanad has risen to 274. 187 injured in the mishap are undergoing treatment in the hospital, while 107 persons are reported to be missing. 70 relief camps have been set up where over 7,000 persons are accommodated. The army said that it recovered 18 bodies besides 6 mutilated bodies from the debris. Kedarnath Yatra has been suspended for 2 days due to heavy rainfall in Tihri and Rudraprayag districts of Uttarakhand. State DGP Abhinav Kumar informed that around 1,000 people were stuck in Kedarnath till yesterday morning and 800 people were on the trek route there and efforts were on to rescue them. P.V. Sindhu lost 19-21, 14-21 against China's He Bingxiao in the last 16 at the Paris Olympics. The match saw the two-time Olympic medalist face the Chinese shuttler in a rematch of a Tokyo Olympics bronze medal match. While Sindhu had won the bronze at Tokyo by beating Bingxiao, she was defeated in straight games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.